Good evening, it is 5 p.m. and this is Today in YGK on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist Christina Laurie, and here are your local news headlines. Starting February 1st, Spirit of Winter is taking over Springer Market Square with illuminated forest trails, skating, fire pits, and a brand new snow dome village offering cozy, heated spaces and treats from local businesses. This marks the second festival after a magical launch last year, bringing people together in the heart of the city during the winter months. Downtown Kingston events manager Sandy Griffiths sat down with CFRC to share more about this year's event. Last year's launch was truly magical. What did you take away from that first year, and what was the thought process going into planning this year?
Yeah, so Spirit of Winter is going to look a little different this year. But I think what we learned from last year is that people really are looking for things to do in the winter. People want to get out. They want to spend time with friends and family. And so we're giving them a great reason to do that. Last year, Spirit of Winter really revolved around the projected animation that we were able to do because of a grant. This year, not having that grant, we've sort of pivoted a little, but what remains is a really fun opportunity to get outside and enjoy winter and all that winter has to offer. It's not going anywhere anytime soon, so we might as well get outside and celebrate it.
And there's a long list of activities on the docket there. What's new this year and what can folks expect?
Yes, we have lots of fun things for folks to do. Our s'mores pop-ups were the star of the show last year, which was a little bit surprising, but so much fun. So people will still have an opportunity to hang out around a wood-burning fireplace. We'll have s'mores pop-ups. Of course, there's the skating, and we offer skate rentals for those of you who don't have skates at your disposal. Our Enchanted Forest is back again this year, and we were able to add a few fun elements to it. So, we have little surprises all through the forest, which are really fun to discover. And then new this year, we have our Snow Dome Village. So in the amphitheater of City Hall, which is sort of that area around the Market Street side of City Hall where you go down the steps, we've built what we're calling a snow dome village. So we have three beautiful domes that are heated. And essentially what you can do is book a time with friends and family. It's a 60-minute time window where you can enjoy the dome. We have food add-ons, so you can have yummy treats and hot drinks from some of our local restaurants. There's a heater in there, Bluetooth speaker, blankets, pillows, card games. So it's really just a nice opportunity and sort of a unique experience in the winter.
Awesome. And I was going to mention, within that Snow Dome Village, we also have an art installation, kind of keeping up that tradition from last year. I was wondering if you could share a little bit about that.
Yes. So we have two fun art installations this year. Back in 2023, we did an event called Wawa Tag, working with our friends in the Indigenous community. And we had a number of icebergs in the fountain in Confederation Park. And they were lit to sort of mimic the northern lights. Some of those icebergs, you'll find them in Snow Dome Village. So we're bringing them back. And what we're also doing is we're giving people an opportunity who are either enjoying one of the snow domes or just wandering through the forest to hear again, or possibly for the first time, those Indigenous stories that were part of Wawa Tag. So there'll be QR codes all over you can scan. And we have a number of Indigenous stories told by Indigenous storytellers, which I think just brings a nice element to the festival. And then our friends at KCFF, so the Kingston Canadian Film Festival, Their mascot for this year is Conrad the Raccoon. And Conrad is very adorable. He is an almost 14-foot raccoon. And we're so, so happy that he's visiting the Enchanted Forest throughout Spirit of Winter. So you'll see Conrad on all of the marketing materials for this year's film festival. But Conrad will be live on location in the square throughout February. And again, we're so thrilled that we have such a wonderful relationship with KCFF, as well as Raw Design, who initially designed Conrad. But he's a treat to see. I think he'll be a fun selfie station for sure.
Awesome. And how can folks enjoy Spirit of Winter, secure their spot in Snowdome Village, all that good stuff?
Yes. So for all of the information on Spirit of Winter Enchanted, everyone can visit downtownkingston.ca. And that is really a great resource for everything to do with the festival, from the times for the s'mores pop-ups, for skate rental times and rates. And if you're interested in booking one of the snow domes, you can do that right on the site as well. Like I said, there are food add-ons, and we're really excited about that experience this year. And some of the feedback that we're getting is really positive already. So I think it's just a fun way for people to get out of their house in February and enjoy all the good things about winter.
Awesome. And I was going to ask a little bit about that behind the scenes. You're in the midst of setup right now. How's it going? And what are you hearing from people as they're kind of walking by and seeing it all get put together?
Yes. So we started the setup on Monday. The snow domes sort of went in first, and then we started on the Enchanted Forest, which is all set up along Market Street. Of course, we get people who walk through all the time and they're super excited. A lot of people who remember it from last year who were like, yay, I'm so glad this is back. It really does turn Market Street into a sort of magical place. But yeah, lots of curiosity about the snow domes, and definitely excitement that the forest is back. I'm going to head back there now and we'll see what's happening, what people think of Conrad. Everything launches everything launches February 1st, which is Sunday evening, and it'll run through until the 16th, which is Family Day.
Once again, that was Sandy Griffiths with Downtown Kingston speaking about Spirit of Winter, the winter festival lighting up downtown from February 1st through to February 16th. More details, schedules, and booking information are available at downtownkingston.ca/spiritofwinter. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.
Thank you, Chris. This is your campus news here on Queen's Campus Beat on CFRC 101.9 FM or online at cfrc.ca. I'm Henry Walker, and here's your news. Our top story today comes from the AMS student government. In a special assembly held on January 28th, the Alma Mater Society officially revoked outgoing president Jaina Ammer's access to the presidential credit card for the remainder of her term. The decision followed a review of credit card spending since the start of Ammer's term, covering 154 transactions totaling over $27,000. While Ammer has repaid $749.70, including roughly $377 in personal charges, the move reflects growing concern among AMS directors about financial oversight and accountability. In addition to the card restrictions, the AMS Assembly also directed that credit card statements be released publicly, a push for transparency students are watching closely. Stay tuned for how this situation affects student trust and governments over the next coming months. In student society news, the Engineering Society, ENGSOC, wrapped up its executive elections earlier this week, with new leaders elected to 5 of the 10 positions. About 50 students were present for the results, reflecting strong engagement from the engineering community. These newly elected executives are expected to take office soon and will play key roles in planning, academic support, events, and student advocacy for engineers across campus. Meanwhile, in the residents' communities, conversations about student life continue. Earlier this week, several resident society, ResSoc, candidates shared their platforms during a debate in Victoria Hall, Upper Commons, focusing on advocacy and support for students living on campus. Candidates highlighted priorities such as improving communication between residents, leadership, and university administration, strengthening community programming, and ensuring that student voices are heard when residents' policies are discussed. With ResSoc elections underway, many first-year and upper-year residents are already talking about the issues that matter most to them this term. In student government news, the Alma Mater Society has a new executive team for the 2026-27 academic year. Drayden George, a third-year arts and science student, was elected president in the recent AMS elections held online and announced on January 31st. George won with a 51.2% of the presidential vote over fellow candidate Alex MacArthur, while 7.5% of voters choose none of the above. Alongside George, Avery Papoulidis was elected vice president of operations, Edward Tsai became the vice president, university affairs, both running unopposed. However, voter turnout remained low overall, with just 16.1% of eligible undergraduate candidates casting ballots in this academic year election, down from past years and continuing a trend of limited engagement with AMS elections. Among those who voted, slightly more than half backed George for president. It's worth noting that AMS executives are paid full salaries for their years in office. According to the AMS reports, its executive team receives about $49,331 annually, combining a base salary of around $44,846 with employed-related benefits, though these roles often require well over 40 hours of work per week without overtime pay. This has been your Queen's Campus Beat with me, Henry. Thank you for listening.
This is your Environment Canada weather report for the week. Monday, February 2nd, daytime high of -7, feeling closer to -8, dropping down to -12 overnight. Tuesday, February 3rd, daytime high of -2 degrees, but with the wind chill and a bit of snow, it's going to feel closer to -10, dropping down to -13 overnight. Wednesday, February 4th, daytime high of -5 with a mix of sun and cloud, feeling closer to -8, dropping down to -14 overnight. Thursday, February 5th, daytime high of -8 with 2 to 4 centimeters of snow in the forecast, feeling closer to -11. Friday, February 6th, daytime high of -3 with a crippling overnight low of -21. A little bit of snow in the forecast as well. We've got a very chilly weekend in store. Saturday, February 7th, daytime high of -17, but feeling closer to -32 degrees. Take care of each other. That is a frigid, killer cold evening. Sunday, February 8th, daytime high of -15, feeling closer to -26. And we get a slight warm-up Monday, February 9th, daytime high of -11, feeling closer to -10. This is your City of Kingston traffic report for the week. Kingston's overnight winter parking ban is in effect for the months of January and February, which prohibits any and all overnight street parking between the hours of 12 a.m. and 7 a.m. Restrictions will loosen on March 1st. From that point on, for the rest of March, overnight street parking is only banned if the weather conditions require it. And with no relevant road closures to report, that's it for your City of Kingston traffic report for this week.
Do you prefer coffee or tea? I'm more of a tea kind of person, and I love to try new teas, so if you've got a new one, send it my way. Happy Monday, everyone. It's Gigi, CFRC's newest intern, and you're listening to What's Live at 5 on CFRC 101.9 FM. Coming up on this segment, I bought K-Town's hottest concert and event calendars for the week, starting with events. On Monday, February 2nd, educate yourself at Black History's and Futures Month Open House, a drop-in opportunity to connect, reflect, and celebrate the contributions and ongoing impact of Black communities at Queens and beyond. Light refreshments will also be available. Join at Robert Sutherland Hall at 1 o'clock p.m. until 3 o'clock p.m. Celebrate the creativity of our artists in residence, including paintings and kinetic sculptures at the 2025 Tet Artist Residency Showcase at the Tet Center at 10 a.m. until 5 o'clock p.m. If you're like me and enjoy Mr. Ken Jennings, I've got the next best thing, Trivia Night at the Brass Pub at 8 o'clock p.m. Do you know your tenant rights? On Tuesday, February 3rd, a Queen's Legal Aid will be hosting a virtual presentation online at 6 o'clock p.m. until 7:30 p.m. Protect your peace and know your rights. Catch the Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour at Slush Puppy Place at 7 o'clock p.m. Fun fact, I once spun a basketball on my index finger. It was very brief, but it happened. Feeling like singing? Join Fiercely OK Song Circles at the Kingston Community House at 6:30 p.m. until 8 o'clock p.m. No experience required. But if soloing is more your thing, come show us what you've got at the open mic at Musiki Cafe and Whiskey Bar from 8 o'clock p.m. until 11 o'clock p.m. Moving on to Wednesday, February 4th, play some board games at Something in the Water Brewing Company at 5 p.m. until 8 o'clock p.m. What's your favorite kind of wings? Personally, I like a good Cajun wing, but hey, Wings and Tunes, hosting an open mic with Sean McCullough and friends at the Cove Inn at 5 o'clock p.m. until 8 o'clock p.m. DJ Great White will be playing anything from 60s, 70s, 80s, soft rock, soul, R&B, and new wave pop. If that's your vibe, join him at the Hotel Wolf Island at 4 o'clock p.m. until 7 o'clock p.m. And of course, Wednesday's karaoke at the Mansion at 9 o'clock p.m. On Thursday, February 5th, if you're looking to meet new people and an early weekend unwinding, head to the weekly urban music social at The Loft at La Vida Bistro Bar and social at 9:30 p.m. Tyler Barristow will also be performing acoustic covers of classic hits at the Lakeside Bar and Grill at 7 o'clock p.m. until 8 o'clock p.m. Finally, my favorite time of the week, on Friday, February 6th, the Kingston Frontenacs will be playing the Owen Sound Attack at Slush Puppy Place at 7:05 p.m. Bring your friends and let them know, go Fronts, go! After that, if you still got some voice left in you, make your way to Friday Night Karaoke at The Buckle at 9 o'clock p.m. Saturday, February 7th is the Kingston Winter Antique Show, the perfect event for vintage finds and timeless collectibles. Discover one-of-a-kind pieces at the Portsmouth Olympic Harbor at 10 a.m. until 5 o'clock p.m. Also on Saturday, catch Alex Cuba live at the Spire at 7:30 p.m. Sunday, February 8th, the Kingston Frontenacs are back at it again versus the Brantford Bulldogs. Don't miss out, Slush Puppy Place at 2:05 p.m. Swing by the Memorial Center Farmers Market at the Kingston Memorial Center grounds at 9 a.m. until 1 o'clock p.m. for fresh foods and to show your support to local vendors. And last but definitely not the least, Sunday Funday, Chicken Pickin' at the Cove Inn at 1 o'clock p.m. until 4 o'clock p.m. Have an event you would like to add to our online and on-air event calendar? Reach out today via cfrc.ca or at CFRC Music on Instagram using the link tree in our bio. Next up is our concerts calendar. On Monday, February 2nd, the Morning Doves will be performing at Musiki Cafe and Whiskey Bar. Catch them from 8 o'clock p.m. until 11 o'clock p.m. The Real Out Queer Film Festival will also be happening on Monday, featuring Sapphic Space Shorts Program at the Kingston Frontenac Public Library, Central Branch at 5:50 p.m. until 7:50 p.m. If you're looking to attend another Real Out event, you're in luck. On Tuesday, February 3rd, catch Real Out Queer Film Festival, an evening with Shauna Dempsey and Lori Millen at the Kingston Frontenac Public Library Central Branch at 6 o'clock p.m. until 8 o'clock p.m. On Wednesday, February 4th, ABBA Mania, an all-Canadian live band that consists of studio musicians with violins and the Chicago Transit Horn section, will be in town. Also on the same show is Night Fever as the Bee Gees. With all the high harmonies and stage presence of the Bee Gees, they will be performing songs such as Jive Talking, To Love Somebody, Staying Alive, and You Should Be Dancing, plus many more. Catch them live at the Kingston Grand Theatre Rosen Auditorium at 7:30 p.m. The Open Stage Drag Show welcomes all new and veteran drag performers at the Grad Club from 8 o'clock p.m. to 10:30 p.m. And don't miss Christopher Jackson at the Creekside Bar and Grill at 6 p.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. Calling out my dentist and orthodontist friends, on Thursday, February 5th, Room Full of Teeth, a vocal band dedicated to reimagining the expressive potential of the human voice. They were recognized at the 66th Grammy Awards in 2024, winning Best Chamber Music Small Ensemble Performance for Rough Magic. Catch them at the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts at 7:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. And don't worry, cavities are accepted. Clear Breeze will be performing instruments, groove-oriented jazz, bossa nova classics, and more at the Hotel Wolf Island at 6 p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. Also on Thursday, Donnie Cooper at the Creekside Bar and Grill at 6 o'clock p.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. On Friday, February 6th, enjoy an evening with Kelly Lee Evans, Juno Award-winning singer-songwriter, with heartfelt blues, pop, and jazz at the Kingston Grand Theatre Rosen Auditorium at 7:30 p.m. But if you're more into indie music, I've got you covered. Singer-songwriters Sophie Ogilvy and Anthea Fever will be performing at Hotel Wolf Island at 7:30 p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. Lastly, we've got Nolan Hubbard at the Lakeside Bar and Grill at 7 o'clock p.m. to 10 o'clock p.m. On Saturday, February 7th, bring your maracas for Fiesta Mexicana, Los Paisanos Mariachi Band at the Cove Inn at 8 o'clock p.m. to 10:20 p.m. The Shitty Beatles, who aren't actually shitty, will be at the Broom Factory at 7:30 p.m. and Sam Roberts Band will be performing at the Kingston Grand Theatre Rosen Auditorium at 7:30 p.m. And lastly, on Sunday, February 8th, head to the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts for Bach and Beethoven at 2:30 p.m. Have an event you would like to add to our online and on-air event calendar? Reach out today via cfrc.ca or at CFRC Music on Instagram using the link tree in our bio. No matter what you're into this week, music, food, dancing, or just pretending you have your life together, I've got you covered. For more details on all these events, check out cfrc.ca or lock in right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. You're listening to Gigi on CFRC Radio, and from me to you, have the best week ever, be safe, be kind, and I'll catch you next week.
Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To revisit episodes of Today in YGK and hear more from some of our guests, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Today in YGK is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.